Shem Kol Yisrael, we're learning Shulchan Aruch Simen Vav. Today we're going to talk about Asher Yatzar. In light of the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Aruch HaShulchan, real fast. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Samach Amud Bet, writes, Kinafik, when you leave the bathroom, Omer Baruch Asher Yatzar Et Adam V'Chachma U'Varavo Nikvim Nekavim. You should say the following blessing. Blessed are you, God, who created man with wisdom and created many orifices and cavities. We'll explain exactly what that means. Galui v'yadua lifnei chisecha v'decha. It's known before your glorious throne. Shim te'ach achad mehem, that if one of them would be open, ayin mistem achad mehem, or if one of them would be closed, I efshar la'amod lefanecha, it would be impossible to stand before you. So that's the bracha. It's at the end of the same Gemara talks about all the Birchos HaShachar, and we thank God for the ability to see and walk and all these things. We also have this interesting blessing, thanking God for our body, which we say after we go to the bathroom. So then the question is, my chatim, how should we end this blessing? So Amar Rav, Refuah Cholim, thank you God for healing the sick. In other words, Rav is recognizing that really we're all sick people if not for the fact that God heals us. And he gives us an amazing body, which I think is actually a beautiful meditation. If every time we would imagine what it's like to be sick and thank God that we're not sick. I know for me personally, my most kavana de kashigatras are when I'm going to a hospital or I've just been there or visiting someone who's sick, helps me appreciate. So that's Rav's angle. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel doesn't like it. Kashavinu abba lekulei ama. Siri, you're making us all out to like we're sick. We're not sick. Elo refecho basar. He's a healer of all flesh. All flesh, we're not sick, but he's a doctor. Meaning to say he's a doctor. The doctor is someone who doesn't just heal you when you're sick, but a good doctor tells you, hey, this is what you need to do in order to not get sick. So God takes care of us, you know, before we even get sick. Rav Sheshes Amar Mafli Lasos. How do we end the blessing? He does wonders, which we're not exactly sure what that means, but it's something amazing about our body. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa does as he always does, Hilkach Nemrinu L'Tarvayu. Refecho Basar Mafli Lasot. He tries to make everyone happy, let's say both of them, the healer of all flesh and who does wonders. So interestingly, it seems like we don't have any cholim in there, we leave that part out of it, but the healer of all flesh and does wonders. He wants to get them both in there. That's Rav Papa's general philosophy. He tries to make everyone happy, and we combine it. Apparently, there was a lot more fluidity back in the day, and they could, you know, improvise a little bit more in their brachas, but nowadays, that has become the standard text that we say, like Rav Papa rules. Okay, so let's now look at this in the Shulchan Aruch itself. Rav Yosef Kara writes in Aruch Chaim Vav, when you go out, right after you go to the bathroom, immediately after you go to the bathroom, Yivarech Asher Yatzar Et Adam Chachma. Okay, you should say this blessing. Now, the Shulchan Aruch now does something very uncharacteristic. He goes into a long tangent trying to explain the meaning of the words in the Asher Yatzar. Many have been bothered. Why does, really not the Shulchan Aruch, but the Tur, why does he go into the meaning of the words? It's not a parish on the sitter. He normally just tells us the halacha. So the Aruch HaShulchan and others suggest that the nature of this law, this bracha, is unclear. In other words, if we want to thank God for the ability to go to the bathroom, we should say, thank you God for the ability to go to the bathroom. But instead, we have this whole very long blessing, that much longer than the other brachas, and it doesn't really only talk about going to the bathroom. It talks about the creation of man and wisdom and cavities. So everyone's confused. Why? What's the nature of this bracha? Is it just thanking God for going to the bathroom, or is it something else? So he explains, b'chochma. What does this mean, God created us with wisdom? Shebriyat Adam hi b'chochma nifla'a. When God created man, he did it with great wisdom. What does that mean? Yeshem al-shem sha'aguf tome l'nud maleh ruach v'maleh nikavim. So his first explanation is the fact that when God created the man, he did it very, very geniusly. Then he wants to explain what's the chokhmah of our body, that it's like we're full of holes, and he's going to explain later that nonetheless, despite the fact that we're full of holes, we don't pop. And some say, that it's the fact that God first created food, and only then did he create man. So there's a wisdom in the way that God created mankind. There's a thought process that went to it. The truth is, Shulchan Aruch is bringing down the different opinions of Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos says that second opinion, that it's the order of man, and Rashi gave the earlier explanation back in the Gemara. In any case, so et adam chachma could either refer to God himself, that God did it very smartly, the way he created mankind, or that man has chachma, that man has wisdom. That's what, like, the Aruch HaShulchan points out, when an animal needs to go to the bathroom, he just goes. He doesn't have wisdom, and therefore he has no shame. He just goes. Whereas man, he doesn't just go. He goes in a very private way, which is a reflection of his awareness and of his chokhmah. Okay. Bachakach, barabo, nikavim, nikavim, chalim, chalim. And then he created cavities, openings, and closed cavities. Perish nikavim rabim. So nikavim refers to open cavities, like the peh, the mouth, the chotem, the nose, upitabat, and the anus. Right, so we're subtly alluding to the ability to go to the bathroom. Begam barabo evarim rabim, and he also created chalim, which refers to closed cavities. Kmo lev v'cheres umeayim, which refers to the heart, the belly, and the intestines, closed cavities, both open and closed. Shim istem achamem, if one of them would be closed, klomer shem dekavim yish nekev v'chad shu apeh. This is referring specifically to the mouth. Shubim eimo husatum. When it's in its mother's womb, it's closed. When you're an embryo, your mouth is closed. And when you go out into the world, it gets opened up. So Rav Yosef Kar is explaining, why do we say shi'im isatem echad mehem, at least according to the Girsa of Svaradim. They don't say shim emipatech acham, if one of them would be open, but rather if it would be closed. That refers specifically to the mouth, which was closed and now it's open when we're born. And imagine a world where we couldn't speak and we couldn't breathe, we would die. So that, and that also explains why the bracha says that even for one moment, yifshar lekayem afilu sha'achad, even for one moment we wouldn't be able to live because we wouldn't be able to breathe. So Shulchan Aruch, in one explanation, is taking out two questions. For Ashkenazim, the Mishnah Berurah points out, we don't say those things. We say Shem Epipetech first, and we don't say Afilu Sha'achat, so we get out of that problem just by going by the other Girsa. Not like the Rambam, which is what the Shulchan Aruch is following, but like Rashi's Girsa. Okay, anyways, ve'ayverim achalim imiyen neftach amem lo yeavshar lekayem afilo sha'achat v'od yesh lefar shegvul yesh l'adam sheyecholim nekavel b'yisadem lo yimut kemet shavar oto agvul yeavshar lekayem afilo sha'achat kemet shavchalan nekavim em piyat abat upi amah v'chal ayverim achalim shim neftach amem yeavshar lekayem keres umeim sh'apir avi shevach zem inyan asiyot tzrachav. So basically what the Shulchan Aruch is saying, we're subtly alluding to the fact that we can go to the bathroom by doing this. We're mentioning them, but we're also talking about the fact that we have other organs like our mouth and our ears, which are also, we're also thanking God for. And the Aruch HaShulchan explains that Chazal didn't think it was dignified to make a blessing only about going to the bathroom. So instead, they make a general thanks for God for all of our body working, and included in that, we're alluding to the fact that we're able to go to the bathroom. Okay. Rofet choli chobasar. So the Shulchan Aruch interestingly has a language of the healer of all the sick. Shem shani kavim shabraba voti psolet meachlo. So basically, we would really be sick, says the Shulchan Aruch, because imagine if all the food we ate got stuck in our body, it would just go bad, and we would end up dying. But God creates this amazing system called our digestive system, and we get rid of all that bad stuff. So that's the language of choli. Fascinatingly enough, the Gemara seemed to address that idea, and I thought that the Gemara rejected the idea of talking about the fact that we're all sick. But somehow it made its way back into the Shulchan Aruch. Apparently, maybe there was a different girsa. And the Mishnah Berurah talks about how our gear says Rafechol Basar Mufilasa. We don't talk about being sick, but there are those who the Taz points out there are those who do say Choli, sick person, and that's also a legitimate girsa, points out the Mishnah Berurah. Fine, Umaflila Sot, and does wonders. What are we referring to here? That he does wonders, Pele. So the amazing thing is, imagine you take a balloon and you have all sorts of openings, it'll pop. Yeah, but us, we have all sorts of openings, we have a mouth, we have a nose, and yet we don't pop. So that's the amazingness of the body, that's the pella. Another explanation is that we have this amazing digestive system where we take this delicious apple and our body knows how to take all the nutrients in and get all the bad stuff out. It's really fantastic, and that's the pella. That's the wondrous thing. The Rama has a different explanation. What does it mean, mafli lasot? The amazing thing is that we have a body, and yet we have this spiritual soul, and the two are joined together. Through having a healthy body that God has given us, we're able to have a body and a soul living together, and that's amazingly wondrous. And that's what we should think about every time we go to the bathroom, which is amazing that we just go to the bathroom, we're talking about the soul, we're talking about all these high spiritual ideas. Okay, just a few things that we may have missed in the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah, we think of the Mishnah Berurah as a halachic work, but sometimes he does bring in Kabbalistic ideas. He quotes the Kavanot, which is the Kabbalistic literature, that in every item of food that we eat, there's the physical aspect of the food, and then there's a spiritual aspect of the food. And the soul, just like the body gets nutrients from the apple, the soul gets its spiritual nutrients from the apple. And depending on how much we draw it out based on the bracha that we make before and after in our consciousness, that's how much spirituality we'll draw out of it, which is amazing. I just gave that explanation yesterday. And here it is, the Mishnah Berurah bringing it in today regarding food and how we can draw the spirituality out of our food. And maybe even out of go to the bathroom, I'm not sure. Okay, the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan does an amazing job summarizing all of the laws that we brought and bringing it back to the Gemara. And like we mentioned, he points out that Ashgiatzar is uniquely long blessing, where we're not only thanking God for the ability to go to the bathroom, but we're also thanking God for generally the ability to speak and for creation of man in the first place. So there's also a specifically thanking God for going to the bathroom, but also a general thankfulness, which is why some Farshim explain, I think the Rush says, that even if you didn't have to go to the bathroom, we really should say Ashgiatzar in the morning. We're not sure, so we do go to the bathroom just in case, but it's a general thank you for our amazing, amazing body. Just again, on a psychological level, this is an amazing, amazing blessing where we can bring so much joy into our lives just by being aware and conscious of the blessedness of our awesome body. Maybe I'd recommend, every day watching another YouTube video about the amazingness of our body, or reading some articles just to keep us have some extra kavana. And the Kabbalistic works talk about how if you want a segula to have a healthy body, say Asher Yatzar with kavana, and there is a great, great chance of you living a healthy and happy life. So I bless everyone that we should not only remember to say Asher Yatzar every time, but that we should take that extra moment to read it from those posters with kavana, or close our eyes and really invest in gratitude and thanking Hashem for our amazing bodies. So that is Shulchan Aruch Simin Vav Seif Aleph. Bezrat Hashem, should have an amazing day.